Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yes.
How can I help?
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, I love the show. It's great. I found it a couple months ago, and it's very informative. I really like it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She's 53. She's been in really good health. She's had chronic, sinus problems, allergies, asthma, her whole life. And I find it, it's funny that she goes to see the family doctor, and they send you to the specialist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and she gets these chronic, sinus infections that sometimes she can have 6 or 8 or 9, a year, it's like we get the same, we go to the doctor, we get the nose sprays, the allergy, or we'll get some antibiotics. She seems like she's on antibiotics constantly.
Yeah.
To the point where last year, it affected her, her blood levels apparently went, because she came up, got a physical and had problems with the, with the blood and the liver and stuff. Well, we got that cleared up, but, she's been relatively a really healthy person, but it seems like these chronic sinus infections just get her down, and then they put her on prednisone, and she's taking that off and on, which I think she's probably taking it too much, because it's a strong medicine, but I'm just wanting to know if there's anything, you can give us, maybe diet-wise or anything else that might help her out.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things I think about. First, let me get into this. I mean, just so you know, the antibiotics and the antihistamines and the nose sprays and all that, that's what we do in medicine. That's all we have. That's kind of our arsenal. So, unless you're really going down more of a natural route, you're never going to go to a traditional MD, typically, okay, very rare, and get a bunch of alternative treatments for allergies. Just not usually going to find that. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? And first and foremost, how does she eat? Are eating habits good or not so good?
Pretty good. Her weight is good. Like I said, she's been a relatively pretty healthy person.
But healthy because she's thin, because of her metabolism and of her choices?
Yeah.
When you say good, why don't you let me see if it's good or not? All right, so give me, what is a typical day? Just give me her breakfast on a typical day.
Oh, probably juice, cereal, maybe a toast, or, she usually eats pretty light in the morning, and then she'll have maybe fruit or maybe a light salad for lunch. And then she eats, just a regular dinner, with fruit, vegetables.
Meat and vegetables kind of thing, right?
Maybe a small portion of chicken or fish or meat or something. But I thought she ate pretty healthy,
Well, yeah, I get it. It's not like she's eating fried chicken every meal with French fries. So, yeah, and eating a bunch of bonbons all day. So I get that. The interesting thing is, when somebody suffers from allergies at any level, you've got to look at their diet. Two of the biggest culprits for any type of allergic response in the body, and this is not forever. So when I say think about avoiding these foods for a period of time, it's not just forever. It's for a period of time. But you might want to think about avoiding all grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, because they contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, although she may not be considered celiac, she may be in a situation where her body's just sensitive to it. And by coming off gluten, her body can function at a much higher level, meaning that it reduces foods that create a bunch of histamine. The histamine is produced by certain cells called the mast cells or basophils, okay, without getting too technical. Just so you know, you can eat foods and it can create this histamine response in the body, which is why when you have allergies, you take an antihistamine, okay? So that's how it happens. So if you eliminate the foods that cause this histamine response in the body many times, you can reduce the allergic response in the body. And milk is another one, too, so dairy products. So those two, cutting them completely out of the diet for about 8 weeks, you'll notice a big difference. I mean, huge. It's either going to work or it's not. And that's where you can kind of look into that. But, yeah, I mean, those kind of foods typically do cause a lot of allergies to people. And whenever it's chronic, like whenever somebody is constantly dealing with it, I mean, you got a couple things. Number one, the foods. Number two, stress levels in their life. So if you've got a lot of emotional stress, or you're going through a tough time, or loss of a job or a family member, a loved one, whatever, that can produce a lot of stress in the body, which can raise cortisol, stress hormone, and can release more histamine. That's a whole different topic. But just the emotional part of it definitely plays a role. So I would look into the eating part. And does she take any supplements at all by chance?
Maybe just a multivitamin, maybe some D.
Okay, some of the basics. Well, there are some supplements that can be helpful when you've got a lot of allergies. One being what's called a proteolytic enzyme. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found in pineapple, typically. Bromelain is a big part of what they're made out of. But it's really good to get them in a supplement form. You can pick them up at a health food store. And you take these proteolytic enzymes about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they break down the excess proteins that might not get digested during the major part of the digestion process that they are kind of headed toward elimination. Those are the proteins that typically create a lot of the histamine. And so the proteolytic enzymes go in and they help break those down. And again, they're really inexpensive. You can go to a health food store and just tell them you want some proteolytic enzymes and they should know what you're talking about. But that can be helpful too. And you can look at that for a period of time. But allergies can be a real bear. A lot of people struggle with them, and deal with them. And they can be really uncomfortable. But, having to go to antibiotics all the time like that at that level, my gosh, I feel terrible for it. It's not a fun place to be in. Probiotics are good, too, just so you know. Keeping that good, healthy bacterial flora in the gut can make a big difference. I mean, a huge difference, because it really, even though she's healthy, even though she's been relatively doing great, when it comes down to the sinuses and congestion and allergies and just all of that business, they can call it sinus infection, whatever. Still, you get back to the root cause of what's going on, and typically that's what tends to be the root. Good that she's taking vitamin D, by the way. Her immune system will benefit tremendously. If she's not doing blood tests, I would have her get a blood test done about every 6 months. Might be a smart thing, because let's say she's taking 1,000 units of D every day, and her blood test shows that she's at like 30 for her vitamin D. Well, she's extremely low at the low end of the range at that point. It's not doing that much for her immune system. But if she started taking more D, like maybe 5,000, 7,000 units a day, and you get her numbers up to like 80 or 90, now you're talking. Because the upper end of the range is 100, and then her immune system will get strong. So you can adjust the levels based on the blood work, and the doctor can help you do that. Okay? A couple things to think about. But I hope she feels better. Keep me posted. Call me back on the show. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of new choices are you going to make to improve your health so you can go to the next level for your health and for your life? We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We'll be right back. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We go to the phones to talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, I am calling on behalf of my mother. She has recently been diagnosed with stenosis of the aortic valve, which is essentially a stiffening of that valve. And in lieu of medications, we would like to prefer, or we would prefer to seek a natural treatment. If at all possible, it seems it's not that advanced yet. And I've done some research on calcium and vitamin K and had a few questions about that.
You know, with heart health, calcium, vitamin K, even vitamin D, CoQ10, they're all great components that can provide healthy heart, or just heart health, is a good way to put it. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at more factors than that. I'm a big, big eating kind of guy. What kind of food is she putting in her body on a regular basis? That's a key. And that's a question you want to ask yourself and really look at that for her. Maybe have a dietitian or someone that understands that aspect of cardiac health and can really build that heart healthy diet for her. Inflammation is a big key as well. Cutting down inflammation throughout the body, especially starting in the digestive tract, is always going to make a big hit. And is going to be very important to start with. So that's a good component and an important component in this, is to make sure that you're getting everything where it needs to be from a dietary perspective. Now, her eating habits is another one. And exercise habits, rather, is the other one. So making sure that she's exercising on a regular basis is so important. And whatever she can do, it doesn't matter. If she can walk just out to the mailbox and back, that's fine. If she can walk around the neighborhood, that's great. I was working with a lady the other day and we were just talking, and she said she had listened to me and basically had started just walking out to the end of her driveway, and her legs would start cramping. She had some mineral deficiencies and whatnot. And so her doctor was working with her, and she had a nutritionist working with her the whole nine yards. And I would encourage her just the same way I would for your grandmother, or your mom, is to get started where you can. And then what happens, you'll build up some stamina over time. Exercise seems to be the toughest one for people. And if you can start breaking through that and create some new habits, that's what's going to make a big difference. So many times we lean toward vitamins and minerals, supplements, to kind of make the change, because we're kind of in that pill mindset. This is the way we've been trained growing up, right? And the supplements do matter, but a good diet that gives you everything that you need, knowing what your deficiencies are through maybe getting some blood work done at some level, that can really lay some groundwork and really lay out the foundation for what she really needs rather than what we think she needs, which is always a big difference between the two. So that's where you begin. I'll tell you, a mini trampoline is really good as well. Rebounding is what we call it. And jumping up and down on a mini trampoline 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day makes a huge difference in your overall health, and is a great place to begin. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Check us out on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for some information to take you to the next level, that's where you need to go. Also, our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about right here on the show. Now we're going to go to Tony. Hi, Tony.
I have some sleep issues. I have been diagnosed with mild sleep apnea, and I have a CPAP machine. But I have, what it is, I get up in the middle of the night very consistently between 12:30 in the morning and 2 in the morning, and have to get up and grab something to eat. It's uncontrollable. The CPAP machine helps, but that's my problem. It's like a plague.
You just don't want to deal with the sleep CPAP machine. A lot of people are like that. I mean, it's uncomfortable, and you have to lay there with a machine mask over you all night. It can be a little bit challenging. So, again, getting to the root cause of it, figuring out why your body's dealing with that, why it's not. I would look for nutritional deficiencies, figure out where the body's deficient, and there's some different research on that from the alternative folks. It's a lot of times not getting enough oxygen into the cells. It could be a B12 folic acid deficiency. Sometimes it could be an iron deficiency at some level. Weight issues can be a big issue with sleep apnea. You can have some structural issues as well literally, with just inside the anatomy of the throat, and that could be causing some of the issues. Sinuses can be another issue. I mean, there's several things. So I would get it looked at further. I'm sure you've been to an ENT already, but maybe getting a different opinion on someone or with someone could be quite helpful to you. But yeah, at the end of the day, I know it's frustrating, and there are other ways. One of the big issues that we see with sleep apnea is brain chemistry. And understanding what your brain chemistry is, and that means like things like acetylcholine, one of the brain chemicals, serotonin, dopamine, and then also GABA. So knowing what these different brain chemicals do when they're deficient or when they're at their high levels, that's going to make a big difference. So you can get some testing done, figure out what that is, and then some great nutritional methods to roll with from that point. So that's where I would start in that scheme of things. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Give me a call right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Jacob in Franklin, Kentucky, writes in an email. He says, my dad's 78 and has severe neuropathy from diabetes. His doctor has him on medication, but we're wondering if there's anything else he can be doing to help the situation. There's a lot he can do, but first and foremost, making sure that he has a great diet. And when I say that, it's eating. Remember, when you have diabetes, you've got to manage blood sugar levels, right? That's what the medication is doing. So things like metformin, glucophage, glipizide, I mean, all these medications help manage, right? But if he's not eating multiple meals throughout the day, which has been proven to support blood sugar levels, and proteins, fats, and carbohydrates all combined in one meal so that blood sugar levels are regulated and they don't go all over the place. See, all of those factors play a big role. And then you can look into supplementation, cinnamon, vanadyl sulfate, chromium picolinate, alpha lipoic acid. All those things are great, but get down to the eating portion of that is the first piece of it. And it's amazing what can happen with someone with diabetes when they just start making some changes in their lifestyle. And exercise is a big key too. He's 78 and he's still young, so he can still get on board and start making some changes. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go into the phones and talk with Carl. Hi, Carl.
I'm calling about I have ulcerative colitis. I was going to ask about what kind of food or vitamins I could take for that.
That's a great question. Ulcerative colitis, in that category, which is inflammatory by nature, being that it's an itis. But inflammatory bowel conditions always start with the diet. Always, always, always. No matter what. Big issues that we see with colitis that you want to look at. Number one is making sure, in my opinion, okay, with things I've seen, is cutting out the any of the foods that create a lot of the food allergies and irritants to the digestive tract. So, and I'm not saying that everybody has to do this. I'm just saying that it's a thought. When you're dealing with things like breads and pastas and cereals, all the grains, for the most part, flour-based foods, and then a lot of the dairy products, two of those can create food allergies. And some people that struggle with some of these inflammatory conditions, they see some improvement just by eliminating those. Now, you have to do it forever, but for a period of time, maybe 8 weeks or so, and just see if you start noticing some improvement. I'm sure if the doctor's working with you and handling everything, he's probably got you on some medication at some level. And so staying on top of that is a good thing. But from an eating perspective, a dietary perspective, looking and making sure you've got low inflammatory-based foods, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, you've got your lower glycemic carbohydrates, staying away from the starchy carbs, and your healthy fats. Because remember, fats are important for the diet. They help heal in so many ways, and our body needs the omega-3s in so many ways. So those are a couple of things to think on. I know there's the big raw food, kick that a lot of people are on. And smoothies and all that are great. Sometimes if you've got an irritated digestive tract, eating a lot of raw-based foods can be an irritant. So steaming, all those kind of things are healthy and great to do. Now, some other issues to think about are probiotics. Healthy bacteria for colitis is a big, big deal. And also a lot of the fish oils and the enzymes, digestive enzymes to help break your foods down. They all can become important in a critical aspect to your healing and to your recovery. So walking on alongside your doctor, stress management is a big one too. We know for a fact that emotional issues are connected with digestive issues big time. So it's kind of like our second brain. Michael Gerson actually defined it and called it a second brain. And it's interesting because so much of what we deal with subconsciously can show up in our digestive tract. So if you've got any type of issues that have happened, you know, just stress, maybe relationship stress or work stress, financial, a lot of times if you go through a lot of that, it can show up in the digestive tract. And that's why people tend to get these kind of issues. So balancing out the body, making sure the body is whole in so many ways, is one of the first steps. But if you've got a lot of emotional stress in your life, it's very important to remove that completely and get as far away from it as you can, or manage it as best you can, because that plays a big role in your overall health and digestion. But yeah, getting someone to work with you from a dietary perspective, having a good environment, and then making sure to make good changes with exercise and overall lifestyle changes, that makes a big, big, big deal when it comes to things like colitis, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. And don't forget there, if you're looking for a health and wellness-based provider or professional in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can find them there at mywellnessproviders.com. Check out the website. Our team members are growing around the country every single day. Check this out. 53-year-young woman gives birth to their own twin granddaughters. So a 53-year-old Iowa grandmother gave birth to her own twin granddaughters in July. Said the pregnancy was uneventful and similar to pregnancies with her own four children, ages 20 to 30. Susie Kozik acted as a gestational carrier for her daughter, Ashley Larkin, who cannot get pregnant because she has pulmonary hypertension. So Kozik was also the gestational carrier for Larkin's daughter currently, Harper, who was born in 2011. So a gestational carrier is used when a woman cannot carry a pregnancy. The eggs and the sperm are collected from biological parents, and conception takes place through in vitro fertilization, of course. And the resulting embryo is then implanted in the carrier's uterus. I heard about the procedure on a talk show and decided to check out the possibility of me doing this for them, and so they could have kids of their own if they wanted, Kozik said. Larkin said her children are a blessing and a miracle. I've always been close with my mom, even before this, so that hasn't changed, and I'm grateful she'll have such a special bond with her grandkids. Interesting, isn't it? Now, at the end of the day, so many times we talk about natural-based things on the show, nutrition and all, but I'm telling you, I'm such a fan of traditional medicine in so many ways. And everybody thinks, well, you know, you're just more of a natural type guy. I'm really not. I'm actually pretty balanced right in the middle. And in training, in my medical training, I saw so many things that just blew me away. And the skill set of so many of our specialists today in our medical system, the skill set it takes to do what they do is absolutely phenomenal. And in a situation like this, look what medicine did. It allowed someone, right? It allowed someone to actually have children. It allowed her mother to be able to carry. What a joy. It seems maybe seems weird, but what a joy to be able to give in that way. And to be able to bring birth to her grandkids. Amazing. At 53, I find that just a miracle in itself. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. You can also go online at healthcoachradio.com. Mark, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
I've been having a sore throat here for the last couple of days. And this morning when I woke up, I had a sore throat on the right side of my neck. And when I was in the shower this morning, I could get a big thing of mucousy blood out. And I'm not coughing or anything like that. But I spit out blood a few more times this morning,
And since then, my foot's been hurting on the right side, kind of like a swallow. And no more blood, but that just kind of concerned me.
I think that would concern anybody, my man. That is definitely one of those situations where you want to go in and see your physician, like, as soon as we hang up this call. Just because you don't know what it is. It could be minor, and it could be something that needs to be looked into further. So, want to go see your physician. Go to your primary care. Get them to check it out. And then give me a call if you want to. And tell me, let me know what they say. And call me here on the show or email me, whatever you prefer. But that needs to be looked at. That's not something to sit home and figure out and let it ride and us be guys and say, oh, we'll be fine. Let's just take some probiotics. Everything will be okay. That's not what this is. Go get it checked out. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go now to Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
I was calling about my grandson. He's having some problems with depression, and I was wanting to know what I could tell his mother to do when she takes him to the doctor about blood tests.
Well, there's a couple things that can be done. And, again, they can test for the different neurotransmitters. It depends on how the doctor wants to do it. But you want to look at serotonin levels and dopamine levels. Those both play a big role. Now, nutritionally, you can support the body quite well with depression. It's all about, I mean, literally, if somebody's doing a lot of junk food, for example, a lot of processed sugars, sodas, fruit juices, candy, and their diet consists of a lot of that, you know, just day in and day out, then that sets you up for, with blood sugar levels all over the place and yeast and fungal issues in the gut that can build up, sets you up to have a real deficiency in the body in so many, at so many levels. So having someone work with them to find out what the deficiencies are, where the nutritional weaknesses are, and how to build that up strong, that's going to be a big key. And for serotonin, for example, which is a big one that's linked to depression, and that's what most of the medications work on. They work on building up the serotonin levels. You can do things like chicken, turkey. I mean, they bring up serotonin levels in a great way. Red meat does. Salmon does. So this, I mean, a lot of the fish will do that. And then there's vitamin B6, which is found in a lot of those foods. But there's a version of that that works really well for the brain. It's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And it works phenomenal for the brain. Very, very helpful. And, again, many of the supplements use that as one of the components and carriers to get the brain chemistry stabilized. So there's some things. A lot of research talks about pyridoxal 5-phosphate, just so you know. But, again, if there are medications that they're looking at, make sure the doctor guides. I'm not a big fan of going to Dr. Google and just trying to figure it out. You need to have someone guiding you in that process. But omega-3 fats, just so you know, keeping the good fats up in the diet, at least about 25% of the diet they're saying now. A lot of the diets out there that have been medically, I guess, approved, if you will, they get endorsed by a lot of physicians. Things like the Zone diet, the Mediterranean diet, you know, those kind of things. They have about 30% of the overall diet in healthy fats, you know, the good kind. And I really believe when you do that and you keep those kind of good fats in the diet, from all the research I've seen, you can really notice a big difference. And with something like this, with depression, we know that when you do like a low-fat diet, you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, you're setting yourself up in a big way for more depression-type symptoms. So getting your eating right, of course, getting your environment right, avoiding stress and keeping that those levels down, they all play a big role and can make a big difference, all right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Coming up, talking more about weight loss and fitness goals to reach where you want to be. So many people struggle with finding their set point, where they want their body, losing those last 10 or 15 pounds, or maybe getting the journey started with losing 90 pounds. What do you do? We're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit HealingDropByDrop.com. That's HealingDropByDrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention citizens of Northern Arizona, are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Quote for the hour is this. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." That's a powerful statement if you really think about it. Powerful. Also, we've got our little food for the day that I want to talk about, tangerines. Now, health benefits of tangerines are amazing. It's got great antioxidant benefits. Most citrus fruits, like tangerines, are rich in vitamin C, which is good for you. It's good for the immunity. But vitamin C works to boost your immunity by acting as an antioxidant, protecting your cells from damage and the causing of free radicals. The free radicals are highly reactive atoms that are produced when the substances in your body react with each other. The process is called oxidation, and the free radicals and the oxidation produces can trigger cell death, not a good thing, FYI. Vitamin C's antioxidant power comes with its ability to scavenge these free radicals and disarm their propensity for damage. So another thing are the digestive benefits. Pectin is a complex oligosaccharide that acts as an adhesive between the cell walls of tangerines and other types of fruits. So a study published by the American Society of Microbiology showed that when digested, pectin is fermented within your intestines and can increase the number of beneficial microflora found in your gut. So the cholesterol-lowering benefits, well, fibrous white tissue that's found between the segments of tangerines called the lamella, and this membrane is rich in soluble fiber. One of the most beneficial effects of a diet high in soluble fiber is the reduction of cholesterol found in your blood. Very, very true. The soluble fiber lowers cholesterol by forming thick, gel-like substance in your intestines when it's being digested. And this substance slows the absorption of cholesterol and reduces the low-density lipoproteins in your blood. The dietary recommendations of soluble fiber is about 10 to 25 milligrams a day. I'm a bigger fan on the higher side. The more fiber, the better. And so getting those levels up is going to serve you much, much better. Always a good thing to do. So weight management is a good one, too. For tangerines, you eat a well-balanced diet that's mostly fruits and vegetables and healthy proteins and fats. You can manage your weight. The high fiber content of tangerines can keep you feeling fuller for a longer period of time. Feeling full can impact your weight because when you feel satiated, you are less likely to overindulge and make poor food choices. So, very, very true. Tangerines, one of your best foods for the day, so important for your overall health and for all that you do. So keep in mind, you can do little things every single day, change foods, and restructure your diet and your lifestyle to make a huge impact in your overall health. All it takes is the desire to want to make the change. That is the key. Going to the phones now to talk with Alan. Hi, Alan.
I was calling in the matter of sciatic nerves. If there's any kind of a treatment or vitamin or something that you could do for it.
Yeah, the sciatic nerve, it's not so much what can you eat for it or supplements you can take, but it's really about getting that piriformis muscle. There's a muscle that wraps around the nerve. The sciatic nerve is the biggest nerve in the body and comes out of the lower back through the glutes, which is kind of like your rear end, and it goes through there on the side, and it's really big. I mean, the sciatic nerve in that area is about, I mean, have you ever seen those little cheese sticks that you can eat, right? It's a little bit bigger than that. It's pretty good size. And for a nerve, that's really big in the body. So when this piriformis muscle goes into spasm around that nerve, it creates a lot of the issues, a lot of the pain and all that. So making sure the body remains more in a relaxed state and not in spasm, you got to figure out what's causing it. So again, it could be a mineral deficiency. That's a possibility. There could be buildup in the digestive tract, so your body's not utilizing and absorbing nutrients as well. That could be a key. But I've always recommended in something like that, getting someone that understands the structure part of the body that's non-surgical that can work with it. Chiropractic physicians are phenomenal at doing that. You can go the osteopathic route. You can look at physical therapy. But I really think in this case with the sciatic nerve that chiropractic physicians do such great work. And there's so many different ways to get it done. And there's so many techniques that they learn to be able to work and treat something like that. So you might want to get an evaluation or consultation and have someone look at that and see what kind of perspective and how they can help you. Because if you're getting a lot of spasms, you're getting a lot of pain and whatnot, it's probably going to involve some treatment at some level, figuring out what the issue is, but then also coming up with a good solid game plan to correct it. And they can do blood testing, and they can do all of that to figure out your nutritional deficiencies and the whole nine yards. So that would be a great way to go. Treatments for the sciatic nerve, once you start getting that worked on, even if there's massage therapy involved, you'll notice a big, big difference. A cut down in the inflammation, but you'll notice a big difference all the way around. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Now, if you're looking for a wellness-based provider in your area, someone that believes in all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and you can find someone there. Then one of our team members all around the country, and it's growing every single day. Great stuff. Now we've got Christian down in New Mexico that wants to know, what do you do for hot flashes? That's a great question. We get that a lot. Now, if you're dealing with hot flashes, depending on your age, because you didn't list it, so I'm assuming that you're getting in, going through the whole menopause phase. I'm assuming that. And if you are going through that time period, a couple things you can do. Go to your doctor, get some blood testing done, make sure they check for all the different hormones and all, and see where you are. Now, it may be the thyroid. It could be the anterior pituitary gland. There could be several things going on that could be triggering that. It could just be something simple as an iodine deficiency. So having someone look at you medically and then having someone maybe look on the alternative side that maybe has a different set of eyes that looks at it just a little bit differently can be a great way to go. And that way you can find exactly what's going on and get down to kind of the brass tacks and come up with a good game plan to move forward from there. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer, and our rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that's transforming lives one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.